It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we bring you the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcast from. Already up to a Friday, November the 10th today. It's been an accelerated week. Of course, we had the RBA rate rise earlier in the week and then the crazy Optus mayhem. Let's hope that the weekend is drama-free. The cost of living, well, just the very mention of those words can make people tense up. We know it's real. We know it's painful. And we most definitely know that it is expensive. And Sydney faces housing and affordability challenges leading to increased demands for shared houses. That is according to flatmates.com.au data. In fact, in October, there was an 11.2% surge in new members and a 15.6% increase compared to October of last year. New property listings on flatmates.com.au rose by 9.7% in response to the rising cost of living, driving individuals to explore additional income sources. And it has been flatmate.com.au's busiest year on record. So I guess we're not really surprised by that because it's been a hellish year just in terms of managing to pay for everything, and homeowners are increasingly renting out spare rooms to alleviate mortgage stress, with a 38% year-on-year increase in listings, and approximately half of all property listings on the platform are from homeowners, with many serving as live-in landlords renting out spare rooms. Not surprising at all in our space that we live in for 2023. And this morning we are catching up with Lauren Robertson from Robertson Real Estate. And good morning to you, Lauren. I guess that is not a problem that you guys are dealing with in your community with people renting out rooms.
No, Gunnedah's not really experiencing that. We might get a few of the mining companies, the contingent there looking for a flatmate, but usually it's in their own circles.
Now, we are in Gunnedah this morning, and you are a fifth-generation real estate agent, and I think it goes all the way back with your family to 1895. Is that right?
That is correct. We've been here for a long, long time and know the area very well.
And you're pretty well known there by the sound of it. You are the vice president of the Rotary Club. You're also involved in the paediatric and maternity support there. Founding member, I think you've raised over $700,000 for health services. You are a very busy woman, Lauren.
Well, you know, Gunnedah's a small town but a great community, and there's not really much else to do here besides, you know, work and socialise, and we all get together and try and help our community as much as we can, and we all know each other. It's fun to be a part of.
Now, Gunnedah, it sounds a little bit like Canada. Is there any confusion with the name with Canada?
Absolutely. You know, you can go to a shop here in town and there's tea towels and stubby holders all with the meme. I said Gunnedah, not Canada. My husband, you know, when we were dating in Sydney, I think his mum finally turned around after 6 months and said, you know what, you don't really have a Canadian accent. So it happens all the time. I think my schoolmates, I went to boarding school in Sydney, they thought I was from Canada the first year. Like, it's actually a thing.
Gunnedah, not Canada. Yeah. And just for those people that might not know where Gunnedah is, can you just do the geography of it?
Yes. Well, it's not the dog on the tucker box either. That's Gundagai. So Gunnedah is northwest New South Wales. I guess our closest sort of larger township is Tamworth. We're probably 5 hours drive from Sydney. If you look at Coffs Harbour on the map of Australia, we're directly inland from there. We're sort of 5 hours to everywhere, really.
You are also a five-time world champion triathlete. You are busy.
Yes, well, we love our sport in Gunnedah, so there's lots of sporting groups.
5-time world champion. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, that's hardcore.
I mean, obviously I'm not a world champion right now. That was, I think I competed my last world championship in 2014. I wasn't alone. There's a lot of people out there that I trained with and we got a crew together and it was just good to travel, like all the triathlons at the time. So it was just a thing.
Well, your ancestors back from 1895 would be pretty impressed with you.
Absolutely. I'd like to point out that I'm probably the first generation of my family to make money from real estate. I just remember working with my father and uncle. They used to have to sell cows just to cover most of the bills. Every now and then the finance lady would go, "Don, are you selling any cows this month?" Because they needed it. Now it's obviously turned around. Gunnedah is got all these industries back and we're a little vibrant town and real estate's a great industry to be a part of.
You have moved on from cows, Lauren. You're fully fledged
yes.
real estate. All right. Well, we'll come back and talk more property with Lauren, the world ex-champion triathlete, next in just a moment.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
Well, last weekend's auctions on the block, including an historic $1.5 million for the contestants, is now having questions asked about how real the sale prices are. Domain had a piece yesterday about some of the real estate agents believing that these prices are inflated for television and that the houses would have sold for significantly less in an ordinary market. Now, the winning home was touted as being worth $5 million, and some of the agents have estimated it to be around $3 million in a regular market. And that's one of the reasons why I don't bother to watch it, with the other reason being it's reality television. I would rather watch Downton Abbey, and if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, Hugh Bonneville is celebrating his birthday today. He's turning 59, and if you are celebrating your birthday for November the 10th, many happy returns. And Roland Emmerich, the director, he directed Independence Day back in 1996. He's turning 67, and it was on this day that the Germans began demolishing the Berlin Wall, and that happened in 1989.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
Let's head around the country and check on your weather. First, we go to Sydney, a mainly dry day, bit of cloud around, and 27 is your forecast high. In Melbourne, also cloud to clear, should be a mainly dry, fine day, 31, so fairly warmish. Brisbane expecting a fine day, a little bit of cloud around with 27, and in Perth, expecting fine weather, some cloudy bits, and your top 24.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And we are back on your Real Estate Friday with Lauren Robertson from Robertson Real Estate and several popular coastal towns that have experienced property booms during lockdown have seen double-digit declines in house prices as rising interest rates and affordability issues affect buyers. Realestate.com.au has reported that places like Lismore, where floods occur last year, experienced the steepest decline of 20.8% in house prices during the September quarter, reducing the median price to $515,000. In contrast, more affordable regional areas further from major cities have seen price increases, with places like Gunnedah leading at 17.8%. Let's welcome back Lauren. So there's a real story there, isn't it, in terms of growth for you this year?
Yeah, look, I mean, Gunnedah, you know, we're only a small town. We've only got 12,000 people in our town. We've got one set of traffic lights, but we're busy. We've got some good industry here. We've got the coal mining industry, agriculture industry, but still affordable. So, you know, having a medium house price of in the 400s is still affordable for a lot of buyers.
Now, a lot of first home buyers, of course, as we know, work from home, so it does give them the flexibility to travel well beyond where they would normally consider. So just set that up in terms of median house price, what sort of value a first home buyer could actually get in your little town.
If you're talking our medium house price of, you know, I think it's about $462,000. I think that's what the paper said. You're really looking at a neat and tidy three-bedroom brick home on a large block, maybe with a shed or a single garage or something like that. Probably not two bathrooms, or an unrenovated, you know, sort of four-bedroom, two-bathroom brick home in a good area. So a great start-off property. I have noticed, I mean, in the 20 years that I've been selling, first-home buyers don't want to do any work. They don't want to buy a doer-upper. They want, like, to go straight in with that nice home. Not saying it's the forever home, but, it, you know, a lot of them do want that.
So we talk about people moving around because they can work from home. How much of that have you seen in your area with people coming from afar?
I don't really think that sort of hit our area. A lot of the first home owners that I interact with, you know, do work in the industries that I've mentioned before, whether it's mining or agriculture, you know, teaching, nursing, police force. Like, a lot of the people, we call them tree changers. So they're families that are selling their home, whether it's in the cities or on the coast, because they're sick of the population there and they're moving into Gunnedah or surrounds just for that little bit less pay, being closer to families, but they're definitely not working from home.
Well, we can say not yet, because probably it will happen in time. Gunnedah, with that median house price, there will be an attraction factor, and you may receive some phone calls after this podcast.
Yes.
Who knows?
We are 45 minutes from Tamworth, which is where there is a good airport with Qantas and Virgin flights, whereas Gunnedah, the talk at the moment is Gunnedah getting its own commercial airline. So that would also, I guess, you know, encourage people to move here if they are working from home but have to have access to get out of here quite quickly for meetings and things like that.
Gunnedah with its own airport. I mean, that sounds pretty flash, doesn't it, eh?
I know. I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, I remember as a kid always flying in a small plane from Gunnedah to Sydney. You know, I think the names of the companies were like Hazelton Airlines at the time. So yeah, we've always had an airport, and we've always had flights. But yeah, the last 10 years it's sort of shut down, but they're really trying to, yeah, bring that back.
Well, lovely to catch up with you, Lauren, and find out about your town that sounds very close to Canada. Enjoy your Friday, and do let us know if somebody gets in touch with you, like a first-home buyer makes an inquiry, because you never know, somebody might end up moving into your town.
Absolutely. I will definitely keep in touch if that certainly happens. So thanks a lot, Craig.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Friends like millennials that are heavily caught up in the rate cycle, what sort of stress levels are they at right now?
We are still hanging here. I feel that every time there's an increase, we always use that word unprecedented in so many years, because for a lot of us, especially people from my generation, this is unprecedented. This time around is a little bit different to earlier this year, because earlier this year, even though people were talking about the likelihood of the rate being increased, you know, every month, we saved like crazy in terms of the past 3 months.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.